When the sinner renounces sin to become law-abiding and honest, he deserves to live. He has chosen to renounce all his previous sins. He shall certainly live. He shall not die. Why? Not because a sinner does not deserve to die, but because, as we prayed at the beginning of Mass, God manifests his power above all by pardoning and showing mercy. Otito derejeso. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them, but the good is oft interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. Anybody who read Shakespeare's Julius Caesar will definitely remember these famous lines at the funeral by Mark Antony. And why do I cite these lines this morning? It will not be surprising if today, 1st of October, and Sunday, from many pulpits across the nation, we will hear about the woes of the country, complaints about all that has not been going well in this nation, and especially criticism of its inept leaders. But my dear brothers and sisters, today is a day of prayer for Nigeria. So I come not to complain about Nigeria, not to criticize her leaders, not to discourage Nigerians, but to pray for Nigeria and encourage Nigerians. I therefore invite all of you to stand as we begin this reflection with a famous prayer for our country, Nigeria. All-powerful and merciful God, you are the God of justice, love, and peace. You rule all the nations of the earth. Power and might are in your hands, and no one can withstand you. We present our country, Nigeria, before you. We praise and thank you, for you are the source of all we have and are. We are sorry for all the sins we have committed and for the good deeds we have failed to do. In your loving forgiveness, keep us safe from the punishment we deserve. Lord, we are weighed down not only by uncertainties, but also by moral, economic, and political problems. Listen to the cries of your people who confidently turn to you. God of infinite goodness, our strength in adversity, our health in weakness, our comfort in sorrow. Be merciful to us, your people. Spare this nation, Nigeria, from chaos, anarchy, and doom. Bless us with your kingdom of justice, love, and peace. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Our Lady, Queen of Nigeria, yes, we have asked Our Lady, Queen of Nigeria, to join us in this prayer. And he does. He is Mother of Mercy. She is Mother of Mercy. She is Help of Christians. But then, she will always tell us, as she turns to her Son to place our requests before him, she will always tell us, do whatever he tells you. And today, Our Lady, Queen of Nigeria, takes our prayer to the throne of God, before her Creator the Father, before her Son, our Redeemer, before her Spouse, the Holy Spirit. But she tells us, do whatever he tells you. Yes, many people will not understand the Catholic insistence on devotion to Mary. Our devotion to Our Lady is an inexhaustible source of our spirituality and inspiration in our relationship with God. Her unquestioning obedience made our salvation, our redemption, possible. The Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, as Paul tells us in the second reading today, was equal with God but did not insist. He became obedient. He accepted to be man and became obedient. And the Mother was obedient. And both the Son and the Mother are telling us Nigerians today to be obedient to what God is telling us. And what is God telling us? So much. But let us just take one or two from the readings of today. Beginning from the Gospel. The 21st chapter of Matthew's Gospel tells us the story. Already from chapter 20, Jesus had entered Jerusalem in a very triumphant way to die. But before he was put to death, he challenged the authority of the leaders, religious leaders of the time, drawing their attention to what was important. As he entered Jerusalem, he went straight to the temple and cleansed the temple by driving the people who were selling there away. And he also caused a fig tree that was not fruitful when he expected to find some fruit in it. Then the leaders came to him and asked him, "Will you tell us who gave you the authority to be doing all this?"
Ike ge alili na akpa onye nyere gi ikikere.
And Jesus asked them, "Before I answer you, tell me John's preaching, John's powers, were they from man or from God?" And they decided to play smart. If we say from God, then he will ask us, "Why didn't you believe him?" But if we say from man, we know that John was a holy man and he came from God. And the people would protest. So they said, "We don't know." They claimed ignorance. And Jesus then decided to use parables to drive home the point he wanted to make to them.
I think it was Obi Egbuna, the Nigerian writer Obi Egbuna,
who said, "If you tell a madman that he is mad, if he is more powerful than you, he will deal with you in such a way that you regret ever telling him that he is mad." The best way to tell a madman that he is mad is to describe his action to him and ask him to pass judgment on a person who behaves that way. And he will tell you, anybody who certainly behaves, who behaves that way is certainly mad. That was what the prophet Nathan did to powerful David when he committed adultery. So Jesus decided to use parables. The first parable was the one we heard even last Sunday about workers in the vineyard invited at different hours, trying to remind the Jews that it is perseverance and constancy, one, that is important, but most importantly, and that is also the message of today, that it is out of God's love and mercy that he gives us even an opportunity to participate in his life. And today, instead of allowing them to be smart with saying we don't know, he described their action to them with a parable. Umweka naabo. Madam Taramunabo. We are very familiar with this story of the Bible, of the Gospels. Although we find it only in Matthew. Ozon kiz. Biko. Again, it is the vine. Last Sunday, I reminded you that the vine represents abundance. The vine represents joy. Anybody being sent to work in the vineyard is being sent to participate in God's joy and to make that joy, love, mercy available to everybody, available to others. You will go and walk in my vineyard today.
Onye, anwogim bem jeko.
I will not go. Put yourself in the position of a father or a mother.
Izo okpara beguz, modbada beguz.
Parent like that. At that moment, you will seem like somebody who has wasted his or her life
all your investment in training your child, at the end, the answer, the reaction, the response you get from a very simple assignment is a blunt no. We don't know how long in the parable, it was not said, how long it took before he changed his mind. But that no was bad enough. Neg, nag, zoguz. Then he went to the second and told him the same thing. Please, you go to the farm today, to the vineyard. And that one said, daddy, that one no be a problem. I will even call my brother, my bros, my guys. They will help me. I will go. But he did not go. I always remind you, Jesus did not ask them, which of these two sons was a good child? No. None of them was a good child. The question was, which of these did the father's will? The first. God has told us many things, many good things to do for Nigeria to be great. First of all, he has consecrated an unusual number of vibrant, intelligent, hard-working people in this country. Obrune kpagarima obodo ndo ozo ga abugi Nigeria. Gbombija wota no nwere ye chukwu tiri ni mendi Nigeria. O nwere uduru onyinye di iche iche ndi Nigeria nwere. Every ethnic group nwere nke ye. Chukwu, through history, people will always tell you God did not create Nigeria, the British did. God works in the life of everybody through others and through the processes of history. We came together and all then material and natural resources. Ihe chukwu nyere anyị ajenye ndụ aka karịrị akarị. Beginning from the land we are working on. Until you see people who live in areas where they can't even cultivate anyara. Ndị ga-enweghị be ihe ga-amịta agata. Ịmarịta akakpụrụ. Ụfọdụ n'ime anyị na-eche na ugwu Awụsa enweghị ihe ọ na-amịta. N'ebe ha kpọrọ nkụ. Ma anyị hụrụ na ọ bụ ugwu Awụsa bụ ihe anyị na-erichi agbadata. Ta ọka. Ta egwa. The G, the rice, the tomato. Every part of Nigeria. But it is the human beings under non Nigeria, under the very special, and under Zanyi Nehene Mekihi Nagwanya. Others throughout the world will always tell us, you Nigerians are gifted and you are special. And as a matter of fact, it is our intelligence, our largeness of heart, our creativity, our fellow feeling, imman onya abu bros, mobu sis. Nigerians invent a language that nobody will understand except Nigerians. That is a gift. Oburu menke ihe dị n'okpuru ala, like mineral resources. As a matter of fact, the more you have in Africa, the more problems you get. Like Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo, Zaire is the most gifted country naturally in the world, and they have not known peace for over 60 years. But God has given us more than enough and given us people. And he has told us through Paul the Apostle today. There must be no competition among you, Nigerians. No conceit. But every Nigerian is to be self-effacing. Didn't say just every leader. Every one of you, especially Christians, must be self-effacing. Always consider the other person to be better than yourself. This is not a normal motivational speech. Because motivational speakers will always tell you, you are the best. Paul tells us, consider every other person, the other person, to be better than yourself. So that nobody thinks of their own interests first, but everybody thinks of other people's interests instead. Once Nigerians accept this word of God, our nation will emerge. I did not come to complain about Nigeria today or to criticize Nigerians and their leaders, but to pray for Nigeria and to tell Nigerians, we have all it takes to make ourselves great. God has given us all. Now, where is the problem? Some will say simply bad leadership. Yes, but the leaders are no longer British. For the past 63 years, we claim to have been in charge of our own affairs. Before independence, we changed our constitution. Since after independence, we have suppressed, amended, and changed constitution several times. Of course, we have changed leaders, whether we change them or they change themselves. We have even changed our national anthem. The first one, we said, was not composed by us. And it is divisive. As if you are closing your eyes to evil will make the evil run away. Then we have composed another one. And even composed a pledge that we make children pledge. And in this not so clear constitution, people have taken oaths to contribute their own quota to the welfare of the nation. But the basic problem lies in every single one of us. We have to today ask ourselves, beginning from myself, what am I doing and what can I do to make Nigeria better? The prayer we have said and we say every day in Nigeria, nothing can be added to that prayer. Another message that God gives us from the first reading today says, if you started doing good and you have stopped and you are now doing evil, you will be punished based on what you are doing now. But if you were not doing good, you were doing evil, and you stop and now start doing good, you will live and you'll be rewarded based on what you are doing now. So, obe mag makanke garunya, mobtenke kunihu, no gabonta. Which son do you see yourself as represented in? Or Ka bu onye nke siru na ya jeje megburuge jeegu ejonwa. Which of the children, which of the sons represents you? The one who boldly defied his father and said, I will not obey you, even though he repented. Not a good child. Or the one who said, I will go, and did not go. Not a good child either. Which one? There is one thing that can unite both groups. And that thing is found in the first son. He repented. If you said you will go, but you didn't go, you can still repent today. All of us Nigerians know, we are not really like the second son. When we say we will do, think of all the oaths we have taken, all the vows we have made, all the promises we have made at baptism, at confirmation, at ordination, at weddings, at inauguration in office. And I believe that when we make those promises, we mean them. We would want to do something. But somewhere along the way, father, mother, husband, wife, ask yourself, the promises, the vows you exchanged on the day of a wedding, how far? Again, that's one language Nigerians know very well. Nah, how far? How far? Sister, brother, reverend father, bishop, think of all the vows you made on the day of profession, all the promises on the day of ordination, the oath you took before you were ordained bishop. Okay? How far? Eshi jigu. Me imarni evutenge eshi abu ya mistake. Isile chuku biko 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 nenka abu ekpazi. Nizofutam nenka. Anigman wakuiha again. Bros. Sis. How far? Now, the first son repented. The second son can also repent because God's mercy is our only hope and the last one. He is powerful, but he shows his power in pardoning and in being merciful. And because he is merciful, the opportunities are still there. The chances for Nigeria to become the great nation she should be, are still there. Nigerians are still inhabiting Nigeria. No matter how much we complain, I've told you, no amount of complaint, no amount of criticism will change this country. It will change when we do things differently. And I will give you one example, I will end with it. If your roof is leaking, beg in the chimney, ikme carpenter, you call a carpenter to mend your roof, and he takes your money and does not come. When it starts raining and rain starts dropping on your bed, what will you do? You will pick the phone and call the carpenter. Or you stay there because this carpenter has eaten my money. He must come and repay it. Not now. Emem ne munwe jirinkataje jugu omunyi. Suna oge jugu na ya lag. Tukuru menkataju. There are two things. One thing you will do. One is that you will shift. That is already some positive action. Iyamesh. Oza bro ne mnya hobia bru. Ichogda kwarata. Ichogda lada. Marmegno wogi je nikpoteje mezukpoti ha somehow. Mgbe kapinta abiale omedo hunu gi. True or false? Drive from Ugu Queens to Odenigbo Junction and Sikana or total roundabout. Eshwe vuru nsuka. I neche government. 1 week is gone, 2 weeks are gone, 3 weeks, and rubbish is piling. Mbizizi na na magu unu. Arama na igota, ne lue moto. Ogaba inshwa teshwa, a inshwa laga na igota. Government. Asa inkpo futegi da shwa. Amagam ndosisikpo wine titi uzo. Makane muta hane ekpe shwa achogi ga, ugbore bo, no ugbore na. Okay. A inkpo ushi ne titi uzo. Boshim bogar ekpochegi, ikpotozok bowushi, ohe bogar ekpochegi, ikpotozok bowushi. Isim government. Tukurunu. Bo tegde. There is none of us here who does not know what to do to reduce that rubbish there. Number one. You can think of not bringing out more. How do we do it? You joke them. I will tell you. Onye ebodo ninya anyi mnyi. Whose responsibility is it to provide water for us? Government. Is it true? Who among you depends only on government for the water you use? Who? Check the government. Onye ebodo ninya anyi oko. Whose responsibility is it to provide light for us and energy? Government. Who among you is dependent only on government for the light he or she is using in the house? Ige nwe candle ni nwe generator, mobile lamp. Government will do what it is supposed to do, but you help yourself somehow. If the examples can be multiplied. Education. It is the government's responsibility to provide cheap education. But we are not waiting on government. So many private institutions are providing alternative education. Why is it that none of us has thought of helping government, partnering with government, or even providing an alternative to government in refuse management? Iha alila ina ekpofute netiti korota bego. All the things we are dropping along the road, they are money. Iha abaye gane emegide now until one day, one Indian or Chinese company will come and collect all those things and transform them into something else, bring them back for us to buy. After 2, 3, 5 years, I ask in the India and the China and Imigbo, do something now. And with regard to this situation in Nsukka, we can't stay. We can't continue the way it is. Every one of us must think of what to do. Every family. I'm in conversation with the local government chairman. This week, Gar, May 4th, local government chairman, Enwegi Homitar. Then, Anyili Le, Pama Bosha, and Jejeje Kpoche, Eshwa. Mega Ine Kpoche, Nonya Ine Jider Kpote, Rozo. Aingri Amuni. Because, Onwegi Nkenoni Hu Cathedral, Oba Anyi Kpoftir. Nobundozo, Shibehe, Ikpote, Bia, Oshinai. Obra Wane, Getman, is a church of the violent. Now, what am I saying? Every Nigerian who is healthy can do something to make Nigeria better. And the time to start is now. Whether you said, I will go, but you didn't go, or you said I will not go, but you started, and now we are getting tired. All of us can now renew our commitment to to a better Nigeria. In that way, Our Lady, Queen of Nigeria, while presenting our request to the Lord, will at least say they are doing what they have been told to do. Our Lady, Queen of Nigeria, pray for us.